For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Father, we worship you. Great are you, Lord, and you must greatly are you supposed to be praised. When we look at the many great things you have done, you are doing, and you continue to do, especially for us, we lift up our hearts and our eyes and worship you and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for whatever the enemy planned against your people. Your arm stretched hand has been able to deliver us. We give you the praise. It's by grace that we are here. Satan would have brought it a different story. But thank you, Lord, that you care and you love us. We give you all the praise. Holy Spirit, once again, here we are in the presence of our God and our King. Let the voice of God be heard. Jesus, be with us. For only your presence matters. Nothing else matters. Your presence, your voice, your glory, your praise. Touch our lives, Holy Spirit, even as we hear the word of God. We bless you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen for that. Clap your hands. Turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. All our social media members, you are all welcome to church. Please take the next few minutes and few hours, just an hour will be done, and concentrate on the word of God. God has something special for you. Nobody comes to the presence of God and live the same. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say that God is about to change your storyline. Say, how many are expecting God to change your storyline? You know, what you have known and experienced in life, there should be a change. A change. So that something new and better could be used to describe your life. Hallelujah. God is always looking for opportunity to change the storyline. There was a madman who could not do anything. He was cutting himself. He was living in a tomb. Nobody could control him. But the Bible said that when Jesus met him, that's an encounter with Christ. Everything changed about him. That's one encounter. And the Bible says that he became a normal person. And when he became a normal person, the people saw him as a normal person. They were amazed. You shall be amazed by your life. All that you need is Christ. An encounter with Christ, everything changes. A woman with an issue of blood, just encounter with Christ. 12 years of struggle ended by the grace of God. Today, your storyline is changing. Anything you have experienced for the many, many, many years, it doesn't matter how many years. One thing I like about God is that he doesn't care about how many years. The man said, I've been here for 38 years. He said, it doesn't matter. The most important thing is that I am here today. Hallelujah. And once I've come, your storyline is going to change. Oh, I love to follow Jesus. He's such a great and powerful king that we need to serve. Hallelujah. One encounter with him, everything ends. New things take place. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible says that for 40 years, there was a man who was always carried and put in front of a church, begging for alms. But Peter met him and said, I don't want to give you silver or gold. I introduce Jesus to you. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said that immediately, his ankle bones were strengthened. And he walked. And he joined the people that entered the temple, praising God. Anything that has become a weakness to your body and your spirit and your prosperity, may God give you strength. I say, your ankle bone that has been weakened for all these years, by the word and encounter with Christ, you are receiving strength into your ankle bone. You are not turning to join those who enter the temple. Not, you can never be always in front of the temple begging. I pray that today your begging story will end. And God will give you the capacity to be able to enter into where others are entering. Say amen for that. Some of you have been looking for a man to propose to you. It has not been happening. But today God is going to change your storyline. And you are going out from here with the beauty and the glory and of the Lord. There's something called the doxa. Then the glory of God come upon you. You see a man running to chase you. Say, I haven't met any woman so beautiful than you are. He's running like Boaz. Chase, doing anything he had to do to make sure that this lady called Ruth becomes my wife. May God send you a man who will be looking for you. Hallelujah. That is the beauty of being in his presence. For when his presence comes upon you, his glory shines around you. And everything about you becomes very glorious. Amen. You'll be loved and you'll be appreciated. Hallelujah. Are you here of going home? Powerful. So we are continuing our study of the art of following. And today we are in the second service, isn't it? First service, people are studying the art of following David. And the second people have service are following the art of following Abraham. Hallelujah. So I'm not preaching the same messages, first and second service. So you can also listen to the first service and you'll be blessed. Amen. Especially if you're a young person, you need to study about the life of David. Take it as a personal quiet time, a book you study. As a person, a character you studied during your quiet time, David. Study everything about David. And God will give you the spirit and the heart of David. And he will make you a blessed person. Hallelujah. But when you are a little matured and life has become some way, you need to study about Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible stories are not just for stories. They are relevant to every circumstance. So just know which. So get a book, and it is going to be a great blessing to the art of following. There are people you need to follow them. Bible says Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. But as every member of this church, you know this scripture. When you close your eyes, you must be able to say it. Everybody close your eyes, and let's say it. Rich K, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes and say it. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Yes, it says what? Not slothful, huh? But what? Followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. Let's say it again. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. Now, if you watch this scripture, it's not even talking about past tense. He said, those who do it, who follow through faith and patience, they inherit. Not that they inherited. Are you understanding that? There's a character that when you follow, you inherit promises of God. You inherit promises of God. When you follow the character of people who use faith and patience, you automatically will enter into inheritance. That's what the Bible is saying. Because there are people who have walked in this path, on this path, and they inherited it. And so anybody who have the spirit of faith and patience, you will inherit promises. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are studying the six things we need to know about Abraham. How many will know these six important characteristics that Abraham manifested that made God like him? And God blessed him and made him a great person. How many are ready to learn? See, Bible says, follow them is that do what they did. Do what they did. So there are many things that Abraham did, of course, that God blessed. But for the sake of studies, we are restricting ourselves to six things that made God choose him. That made God do what? Choose him. There are things when you do, God likes. God likes. And God will choose you above others. And God will use you different from others. And God will bless you more than others. Hallelujah. Are you ready to learn these six things that Abraham had that made God choose him and God blessed him? Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 and 2, God speaks about how he met Abraham and what he did to him. So God said, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Like all those who go to church, those who serve God, listen to me. Look out unto the rock whence you were hewed, and to the hole of the pit whence you were digged. God said that, remember where you were hiding before I came to call you to join me. Remember where you were. You were in a hole. Kukano, a certain hole in a village in Volta region. Is it not true? You were in a hole. You know a hole. Pit. A pit. Nobody could have found you. If God had not come and pull you from there to say, come to Accra. When you woke up, I said, I feel like going to Accra. I don't want to stay here because God had sent angels to come and pull you out from the pit. Yeah. Brother Agana, where you were hiding in where? Borogatanga or where? Sehwi. Yeah. Jaboso somewhere. Yeah. From there you can walk to Cote d'Ivoire. You were in a hole. Hole, baby. And God had to come and pull you out and say, come to Accra. Come. And when you come, join that lighthouse. Join this church. Go to this place. That's why you are here. See, all those who have, if you look at where you, I came to heal. The word heal is that you were in a rock. Yeah? A rock somewhere. And God had to use my sheep and pull you out of that rock. Chisel you out of a rock. Hey! When you look at certain family and friends that you were part, like in the USA, the friends, God has to use chisel because it's a rock. You couldn't have come out of yourself. You were in a rock. He said, look unto the rock whence you were healed. And why I came to heal you with machine guns. And he pulled you out of that place. So God had worked on your life before even you came here. Sometimes you may tell somebody invited to this place. Nobody invited. It's God who called you here. God is the one who called you here. Hallelujah. It has taken certain supernatural force of God to heal you from the rock. If God had not come your way, you would have still been locked up there. Eh? Therefore, you would have still been at the Adankwa Mew. Yeah. Then it's a little thing crazy. I wish I could have a certain power came to rescue you. Hallelujah. And he said, because I have done that, remember, I said that if you look at even where you are coming from, then remember that there is this second thing you have to do. Hacking on the next verse, watch verse 2. Look unto Abraham your father. Abraham your father, and to Sarah which bear you. For I call him alone. I blessed him, and I increased him. How many want God to do these three things for you? That he has healed you, or he has pulled you from a pit. And he has brought you to church. And he has to do another thing to change your storyline. Say, look unto the person, somebody who are healed like that, and the way I multiplies him. Say, I call him alone. I want you to know that as you're saying that, God has called you alone. You won't say amen for that. Yeah. Hey. Because you have siblings, so you have family. But you see that almost it's only you who is here. It's called God calls one on one. God doesn't call group of people. See, I call him alone. That's why sometimes you say that when you look at your friends, like nobody likes going to church, but only you will like coming to church. Why? Because God has to call you out of the rest. That's why you have to be thankful that you are a Christian or you are born again. Because it is God who made it possible for you to have that grace. That I call you alone. I called you alone. And I what? I blessed him. May the Lord bless you. Here you will see the blessings of the Lord. Because once God has called you alone, don't think that he called you and your friends. It is you alone. He has something for you alone. After you are blessed, you can then turn and bless people around you. But as for God, he calls alone. I blessed him and I increased him. May you become like Abraham. That as God will call you alone and you serve him, may he bless you and increase you. I see the Lord increasing you. Amen. Amen. Six things we are learning about Abraham. Number one, what does it mean when he says you are following Abraham? The first thing we know is that the art of following Abraham is the art of what? Obeying God. Say what? You see, the scripture I read to you in Isaiah showed that. Look at where you were. Say, look at where you were healed from. And look at the pit where I came for you. Now, after God has brought you to a Christ, say that, now do this and serve me and do this. And say, I won't do it. It's like you have forgotten even how he came to pick you from where you were. And he wants to bless you and increase you. Then he gave you instruction and said that I won't obey. Can you imagine that you are going for house help from a village? And you brought the child to the house. And you have intention to help her to go to school. And to help her to raise up her standard of education and then maybe even sponsor her to university. And then you ask her to do something for you and say, I won't do it. I won't do it. It's like you can't even know where I came from, where I came from for you, where you were hiding. You can't remember even where you came from. And so now you have become disobedient to the person who brought you where you are. How then does he bless you? And how then does he increase your life for you? So the first principle of following Abraham is be willing to obey God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, obey God. Say, obey God. If you fail to obey the one who has pulled you from a hole and he has healed you, remember the word heal. It didn't just say, oh, by now we're going to pay off. No. It took a certain effort to be able to be pulled out. A certain effort to be pulled out. Hallelujah. So the art of following Abraham is the art of what? Obeying God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. Do what? Get thee out. Get thee out of your friends. Get thee out of the people you go and smoke with. Get thee out of the people that you go and eat. He said that in the drinking. We call it what? Booga booga. Or what? What? Huh? Obono. Ogono. Yeah. There are people who are still locked up drinking ogono. But see, God has pulled you out of the place. He said, come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of your friends who are smokers. Come out from thy father's house, from thy kindred, from thy people, and to a place where I will show thee. And when I take you there, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the family members also will be blessed. I mean, if God said this thing to you, wouldn't you be happy to follow him? Yeah. You must be happy that God said that, live here, and he didn't say that when you leave, I will leave you alone. He said, I'm going to now take you to a better area where I will bless you, I will multiply you, I will increase you. And if you receive such instruction from God, I mean, Charlie, you will throw away everything just to obey God. It's not true. That is what exactly what Abraham did. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, that when he was called to come out, he obeyed. Hebrews 11, verse 8. Please write the scriptures I'm giving you. You are not writing a scripture. You are looking at dancing stars. You don't like writing notes. Huh? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out, he got out. There's always a place you need to go out from before God blesses you. There is a place you need to come out of that place. You are interested in going to disco, clubs. If you are not willing to come out of clubbing, there's nothing God can do for you. Because God will not bless a person who is disobedient to his word. Hallelujah. He was asked to go out. And the Bible said that he obeyed. That's it. He obeyed. And he went out. Even don't know where he was going. But he said, God said, as you go, I'll go. Receive the spirit of obedience. Hallelujah. Do you know that many of the reasons why people are under curse and suffer unnecessarily is because of disobedience? Disobedience. Disobedience. Sometimes disobedience to parents. Don't marry this man. And the lady said that, Daddy, you don't understand. You don't understand. I love him. I love him. Your father is telling you that where you are going is not a good place. And I don't want you to marry this guy. Because the lifestyle he's leading, I've led it before and I know that it didn't take me anywhere. You know, sometimes your mother will not tell you things. You only say that don't follow this guy. Because she won't tell you that she used to follow somebody like that. And the way she suffered, she won't tell you that thing. All that he said that, don't follow. Don't do this. Hallelujah. When God told Adam, don't eat. Don't eat this tree. And then Eve went to eat it and brought it to her husband and said, Honey, this is very nice fruit. When I tasted it, it was so nice and I believe that you also like it. Honey, if you don't like, open your mouth. That is why you must be careful who you are marrying. Because there are a lot of decisions that will be based upon the person. Your life will depend upon the person you marry. Yes. Yes. The kind of person you marry will determine the kind of blessings you live in. Yes. That's how God will always caution you. Don't do this. Don't do this. When Jacob wanted to marry, you remember when Isaac was born, he was going to marry. Abraham sent a servant, go to my father's house and go and bring me a husband, a wife for my son. When Isaac grew and he saw his son Jacob moving around with the girls in the Philistines, he said, hey, Jack, sit down. You can't marry from this family. You to go. Because that's how my father told me. Go and look for a wife. Then why? Because listen carefully. Are you here? We are talking about people who got blessed. And what they manifested that made God made them blessed is what we are teaching. How many want to be blessed? The blessing of Abraham. So that what we are saying that if Abraham was blessed because of this and this and this and this and this he did, why don't you follow the same steps? And so that you also end up in blessings. Because God has promised us that anybody who follow these steps will be blessed. Amen. So when God told Isaac, told him that don't marry here, go and marry, because my father said that the blessing that is upon us is for us and our seeds. That's what I want you to know, that blessings are not for you alone and your generation. They are also for your children. And so, and your children's 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 children. If you marry wrong woman and he give you wrong children, the blessing will come in your time. But the next generation, they will spoil everything. Something that you have used long hours of fasting and prayer to receive. If your children don't know God, okay, you get it. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing, obedience. Learn how to obey the voice of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28. His God said that if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, all these blessings shall come upon thee. There are blessings that are linked to obedience to the voice of God. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. If thou will be obedient and diligent to hearken the voice of God and observe to do according to all this command where I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. Watch it. And what is going to happen? All these blessings. All these what? Blessings. Are you looking for blessings? How many are looking for blessings of God? That is why you must be obedient to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 2, the art of following Abraham is the art of having faith in every word of God that God has spoken to you. Say what? Faith. Faith. Say faith. Say faith. You see, as I'm speaking to you, you may take it for granted. But if you can believe in what God, the Holy Ghost, is speaking through me to you and start following God and his word as I'm teaching you. Because today you may have a certain nice guy and he gives you everything. And you may think that, oh, if I marry him, my life will be blessed. But the word of God says, you cannot be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. But the guy is an unbeliever. Because now, all the bobby stands are very sharp. The sound inside nice. Your body is nice, your structure is nice, everything. So you don't see anything wrong. But you have to remember that marriage is not about the two of you. It's about even the kind of children you are going to produce. It's about your future, your generation after generation after you. Hallelujah. And God knows that the seed of that guy is not righteous. And so when he produces out of his own kind, your children will not be righteous children. And so the blessing he's trying to bring to you, he knows that in the long run, it will be wasted. Why should he give it to you today? You don't understand what I'm saying? Are you here? I'm going home. Check the person by the side. Listen carefully. Don't joke with God, though. Because see, God knows, that's why I said that God knows your children's 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 children. And so he's planning something for all of them before they come on earth. That is what we call blessings. God is thinking for 1,000 generations after you. And he's looking whether your seed will be a kind of you or another kind. And when God sees that you are going to pollute the kind of blessing he has in you, because you are a righteous person, and he wants your children to be in righteousness, but you are going to marry an unbeliever because you are following your feelings today. Your feelings is for today. You are not thinking about your children and your children's children. And this God who sits in heaven said, I want to bring you blessings. And it's for you and your thousand generation after you. So that the struggle of your today, the generation after you will never see it. Because I'm bringing a blessing to you. And so don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Because when you connect to an unbeliever, his seed will pollute your seed. And it will destroy my blessing. They don't even know how to use my blessings. Remember the story of King Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son. Bible said that as he sat, Daniel chapter 5 verse 1, he sat to drink water, the wine. Then he said, that, go to and bring me the vessel that came from, my father took from Jerusalem in the temple of God. Bring it for me to drink out of it. You do know why? Because he despised the God of Abraham. Because his father was able to fight and bring a cup. And he brought that cup to come and drink. He starts laughing at God and insulting God. Do you want your children to suffer this case? That's how God is saying that. Be careful who even you associate with now. Because whatever decision you are taking now has repercussions beyond your wildest imagination. Hallelujah. So, believe in the word we are teaching you. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things you are hoping for. Are you hoping for your children to be bad boys and bad girls? Are you hoping for your children to be weed smokers? Drunkards? What is that thing? That thing? You say, ogolo, ogolo drinkers? Ogono. Then when you drink, say the television is appearing to you, say, hey, where are you coming from the television? Go back television. Is that the kind of children you're looking for? So why are you going to bring somebody whose seed is polluted with this kind of thing that for you to put it inside you and you bring it forth only for you to know that your children are drinkers of no? So your faith is that there is something that God is going to do for me that will be of eternal reference. I'm hoping for elevation, promotion, blessing, that it will go beyond myself. Unless many of you are serving God because of your who you are, what you need today, then I can tell that's not blessings. That's not blessings. It's a need being satisfied. You are praying for need. Your need for today. You are looking for sex. How many rounds the guy can run you is what you are looking for. So that is the reason why you are following him. He can run you for 1 hour non-stop. That's all you are looking for. Is that the reason why you are marrying him? No. You have to believe God that the blessings of a good wife or husband is for your future. Your generation even after. No, you'll be dead and gone, but the blessing must be there. Hallelujah. That is when God told Abraham, I will give you a seed. I'll give you your own child that will come out of your womb. Not children that are born by other places. Because the blessing you are carrying, Eliezer of Damascus cannot carry the blessing upon his head. He will misuse it. He came from Damascus. He said, Eliezer of Damascus. Damascus is the capital of Syria. You are a Jew. And you think that my blessing will be reserved for Damascus guy. He doesn't know God. But the one that comes from you, he knows the God you serve. And I will ensure that your seed that will come out of you will inherit you. And the Bible says, Abraham believed God for that. That's why he waited for God to bring him his own child. Hallelujah, I've gone home. I'm preaching to you. Listen carefully. Always know that God is looking beyond your days on earth into a generation. The school fees we are paying today, by the time your child comes, it will have been 10 times the price. So if he doesn't carry a certain blessings in the family, your children may not be able to go to secondary school. And I can tell you that within the next few years, free access just will be ending. Yes. Oh, yes. They will stop. They will stop. It will not going to continue forever. That is why you need blessings now. Now. So that by the time your child comes, because of the blessing of God you have received today, the child will live under that blessing of God and not under the curse of your suffering. He's also come to continue the suffering. Look for the future. Believe God for greater things, for great better things for tomorrow. That is what we are looking for. Better things for tomorrow. So that things will be so easier for them at that time when you are dead and gone. Your children, because you have brought blessings in the house. That's what Abraham, that's what today Jews, after thousands of years, Jews are still the richest people on earth. That's why they call Abraham the father of our faith. We didn't have blessing, we were strugglers, we didn't have anything, but this father brought us a certain favor of God. And God told him that your seed will be blessed forever, anywhere they find themselves. Your seed. So what seed are you putting into yourself that you bring forth? And that seed will not be polluted to retain the blessing that God has blessed you with. Abraham believed God. May you believe God for every promise of God. And as for God, there is always give promises. If only you care to believe, you receive. But I see you become a believing person. Even if you are the poorest person today, I'm sowing a seed of prosperity into your life. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. Stand to your father and put your hand and say, I am a blessed person. I carry the seed of blessings. I carry the seed of prosperity. Because the God that I serve is the God of Abraham. I'm going to believe in this God to see a change in my life. Not only for my life alone, but for every seed that will come out of me, they shall walk in this blessings of God. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three. How is the art of following Abraham? The art of following Abraham, the art of ruling your own house. Someone say, ruling your own house. Your ability to rule your own house is a sign of your faith in Abraham, in God, like the art of knowing Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, you remember Genesis chapter 18 is the story that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember that story? Hey, young gentleman, don't sleep. Okay. Where are you going, sister? Sister, where are you going? Sit down. I'm preaching. Okay. Sit down. This is a very important message. I don't want anybody to lose. Hallelujah. Are you here? I've gone home. In Genesis chapter 18, verse number 19, God was about to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Then as God passed by, remember, Abraham has fed the angels of God. And so after eating, they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God left. Then he thought that, no, I have to come back to Abraham. And he said, this guy Abraham is a blessed person. My friend Abraham. His seed shall control the world. Could it be that what I'm going to do, I shouldn't discuss with him? Hey, may you be a friend of God that God can discuss matters with. Now listen to what God said about Abraham. He said that, for I know him. that he will command his children and his household after him. He will ensure that his children walk like he walks. His wife walks like he walks. His servant walks like he walks. Anything in his house, they behave like him. So you could see that's what even this God's own personal testimony about Abraham, the reason why he liked him. That he is a man who will not allow, he will not come to church and his children will be at home. He will not be in church and his wife is at home washing. That he comes to that, darling, if you are not ready, I'm going to, you are going and leaving your wife there. Forgetting that it was Abraham, when Adam left his wife, that is where Satan came to speak to her. Are you here? I'm going home. Some of you listen, as you are watching, you are listening, but your children are playing games. And you are watching them playing games. And God said, my blessing is for you and your seed. And your seed are corrupted seed. And you expect me to bless you now. Why should I bless you now? Because you don't know how to command your children and your family and your household to follow you as you follow me. You like knowing me, but you don't care about your children. And my blessing is for you and your seeds. I and the children whom the Lord has given unto me are for signs and wonders. My blessing is not only for you, but I'm looking forward to your seed. Are they behaving like you are? You wake up in the morning, you do pray. You don't pray how much, and your children doesn't know that daddy and mommy prays. And you want God to bless you? After blessing you, your children come and say, what is blessed? What is this? Throw it away. They don't know. But then God will not waste his money, his riches and prosperity and his anointing upon you today. Because you know that you don't know how to control your children. The day you are dead, there's no Christianity in the house. The day you leave the scene, there's no, they won't remember me anymore. That I bless you. I prospered you. One day, Dr. Yonggi Cho, he has children. And then every time they are eating, he will be praying. This guy, daddy, what is this small food we are eating every day? Prayer, prayer, prayer. What is this? No, because the children don't know what the fathers have been through. They don't know. He told them that when I was like you, I have tuberculosis. I was almost dying. And a preacher came to preach to me about Christ. And I gave my life to Christ. I said, at that time, Korea was the poorest country among the poorest in the world. There was no food. There was no water. There was nothing. I said, when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, he healed me and gave me new life. And he helped me to make me a pastor who is the pastor of the largest congregation in the world. Out of that blessing is the food you are eating in front of you. And you say, I shouldn't pray about food. I shouldn't pray about the food that this great God has done to my life. He has to use that thing to teach the child. You better learn to follow God. Because whatever I have, if you don't follow God and I die, God will take it away from you. Are you here, God? Are you willing to command your children after you? If you are not a strong husband, that's why I'm saying that. Remember, it's not feelings. Marriage is not about feelings. Is your husband willing to pray with you? The man you say you want to dedicate your whole life, does he know your God that you serve? He doesn't know the God. So even when there's a blessing in the house, he thinks that his effort, his strength, his hard working has brought this blessing in the house. That's what God would say. I won't bless you because when I give you, you will give Anna. Bible said that. King Bethsaida, he prayed the God of trees and God of spoons and God of stones instead of God of Daniel who turned things around for them. No. Remember, we are talking about blessings. And the one to give you the blessing is God sitting up there. Some of you, God know that even if he make a mistake to bless you with a car, he will stop coming to church. He will stop coming to church. That is why you can be coming to church for many. God will not bless you because you know that the day he gives you that blessing, you will not even bother to come to church. To come and use it to serve him. You'll be going to your hometown every weekend to show the kind of car you have.
And I know, as I'm preaching, some of you are watching me. You serve your God more than, you serve your house, you serve your business, you serve your profession, more than serving the God who has made you who you are. He said, he will command his children, his household. Anybody you stay with must serve the God you serve. If you cannot command the even your dogs, they must praise God. Recently, I saw it on social media. There was a dog. They were doing praise, and the dog was saying, the woman has gone to church with her dog. Praising God. As they were worshiping God, the dog was also sitting there. Praise, hallelujah. The dog is serving God. Because it's God who gave us the goodness of the house. Hallelujah. Are you willing to command your children to serve the God of your father? That's how God will not bless you. To be Abraham's blessing. But I say, I know him. I say, I know him. May God give you this testimony. Huh? God's way. God should be able to say, I know you. That this guy, he can. He will command. What is that scripture? Remove this one and bring that scripture. 18:19. Genesis 18:19. Never forget this scripture. Genesis 18:19. Say, I know him. I mean, somebody say, I know you. Max, I know. Max will ask for Max. I know him. It means that he knows the heartbeat of the man. That's how God will bless him. For I know him. May God testify that he knows you. That no matter what he gives to you, you use to serve him. And you command your children. I say, remember, your children are your seed. They are supposed to continue your destiny for you. That's how you call them posterity. What you giving birth to, also give birth to. And you also give birth to. So the blessing must stay in that family. That is when somebody is moving out of order, they question him. Have you seen the Prince of Wales? That guy, what's the name? William and Harry. Harry, they told him, Harry, listen. We are a family of royals. And the blood must always carry royal blood. If you go out there and go and marry a black woman, you have diluted our royal blood. And you will never be a king. You can never be a king. We will never allow you to be a king. You have polluted our royal blood. You have contaminated it. You have your feelings. Oh, I love this beautiful black girl. Yes, you can love. But remember, you belong to a seed, a family. You dilute it. You pollute it. We cast you out of the place. That's God. Many of you think that God, that's God. Who, see, remember, as you were doing all this, it showed that you material, but then I will land in, they don't serve God. Just look at the king and the queen. They are in the presence of God. Everything they are doing in the name of God, by the grace of God, they are spiritual. Everything you think, you see that, I said, I will land in, yeah, sorry, I call baby, yeah, man. The queen herself serve God. Queen and king, they serve God. They believe in God. They are the seed of King James. King James was the one who that told them that let's move out of idol worship. Let's serve this God of that day. People are preaching about. So convert the Bible from Latin into English so that my subject in UK and you in England can read the Bible. That's about King James version. King James was a king of yes, and his seed is the one who are still ruling. They know God. Some of you are sitting in London, you say, I don't go to church. There's the white people, they don't even go to church. And black people are like, who told you? That's in the funeral, is going to watch their references to the church. Anytime you see organization group, you see that there's a priest among them. A priest among the people. Yes, that's when proclaiming the new king. There was a priest among them. There was a judge. Everybody said, as the Lord by his grace has allowed our mother to go. He has also appointed for us another king. God by his grace. God by his grace. You see that, as I said, that there is no God. People are serving God seriously. Watch it. That is why God is preserving their seeds. Because God said that I will make sure that your seed, that means that the kind of you that loves me will also remain for another generation to come. The seed. Would you command your children to serve God? Will you command your household to serve God? Then you are qualified for Abrahamic order of blessings. You are going to be blessed like Abraham. When you wake up in the morning and say, we are going to church, Jack, everybody in the house in the car, we are going to serve our God. Because I don't want to serve God and my children are watching cartoons. God forbid. Tell yourself, God forbid that I will be in church and my household. Hey, when you come and live with me, and you do what I do. I have nephew who come, they couldn't stay in my house because it's like they want to have fun out there. I said, my friend, if you cross the line, you won't come to the house again. Because my house, nobody go and sleep in somebody's house in the night. By 10 o'clock, latest, you must be at home. We lock the gate. Me, I'm sleeping and I'm feeding you and you are sleeping outside. Do I know where you are sleeping with? And then morning, you come to me and say that, then my wife will prepare food and you eat. My friend, we are in. Do you know where I got my blessings from? Do you know how I struggled for me to get to where I am? That you should bring a girlfriend and come and sleep in my house? Be in my house. I am fasting and praying and seeking the face of God so that I can be a preacher of his people. And then as I'm praying, you are in a room sleeping with somebody. And in my house, you can leave my house for 2 weeks or 1 month. Nobody even know that we are living because everybody is independent in every room. We are like a hotel. Obia, my Obia. But hey, every hour I come out of my window to watch the gates. Yeah. No, don't joke with it though. You must be interested in what your children are studying and watching and reading on their what do you call it? Mobile phones. Man, if you don't care for it, that's why God is not blessing you. Yes, it's tight. So when they come find that lifestyle. They say, this place is too hard to stay. This place is too hard. They run away and they go. Oh, yes. They run away and go. He will command his children and his household after him. The way he knows me, he wants all his children also to know me. And they shall keep the way of the Lord. Your children must be able to keep the way of the Lord. If you married in such a way, without sleeping with a woman, why you force, your children shouldn't sleep with the girls before they marry them. You have to insist. Who is your new beloved? Show the person to me. What's her name? Talk to her. Chat and let me hear what you are talking about with that person. Hey, it's not easy. You think like... Yeah. Yeah, conference call. You never tell me. Share. That's how my son went to university for 4 years. You know what they call? They say 4-0. 4-0 means that he never had a girlfriend. Yes, they used to laugh at him for that. 4-0. That's what they call him, 4-0. That you have been to university for 4 years, you never had even one girlfriend. The kids are tight, Jack. I'm commanding him to follow me. Because I didn't have a girlfriend before I married my wife. He was not my girlfriend. Learn, because to bless you. Are you here of God? That is how God can commit blessings to you. Because you know that the way you serve him, your children will also serve him the way we. And his children, because they learn a certain tradition of serving God. Say amen. Amen. Are you willing to receive that blessings? That's number what? Only three. And I tell my son. So, ladies and gentlemen, number four, the art of following Abraham, the art of paying your tithe. Pay your what? Pay your what? Hallelujah. If you are not willing to pay your tithe, yeah, you are not following Abraham. Neither would you receive Abraham's blessings. Simple tithe. You don't want to pay. Simple tithe. But God is going to bless us. I say God is going to bless us. So write to Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And if God, he said, blessed be the boaster of God, which has delivered thee unto thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all things. Say amen. How many are blessed today by the Spirit of the Lord?
Hey, it's left with 2 points, isn't it? Yeah, Mraso. It's our church. Number five. The art of following Abraham is the art of intercession. You see Abraham interceding on behalf of his family members a lot. Learn how to speak to God on behalf of others. Be concerned about the state of other people. God was going to destroy the whole country. He said, no, can you help? Can I intervene? And the more he intervened, the more God brought down his anger. Anger down. There are people around you, there are people in your family who needs divine interventions. They need your prayers to save them. Hallelujah. They need what? Your prayers. Don't be a Christian who is only always praying for yourself. Always pray that, God, what can you use me to do for others? Say amen. Amen. Think about others. The salvation of others. This month is declared a month of being a savior of men. You must be a savior of somebody. Abraham was trying to save the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Praying feverishly for God to help. That God's anger should not go. Say from 40 to 45 to 35 to 30 to 25 to 20 to 20, 15 to 10. He said, God, I beg you, can you help me? If you find, shall I find 10 people, will you destroy? God said, I won't destroy for the sake of 10. So he did everything he could from human perspective to see whether God will stop destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you willing to be on your knees and pray for God to intervene that somebody around you should be saved? When God sees that you have a heart of thinking about others. Some of you have heard this powerful message. I wish that next week you say, you tell someone, can you come and hear the message that I heard last week from my pastor? But you won't do it. You don't care for anybody. Hallelujah. And last one, the art of following Abraham is the art of willingness to give up your Isaac or take up your cross. Are you willing to give up your Isaac? Look at Abraham. After 100 years, he had a child. And God come and say, can you give me your son to sacrifice? Now, do you think that God wanted to kill the boy? God wanted to turn his heart from admiring his son and see whether his heart will be for him. Many of us, we pray for things. And when God gives us those things, we turn our heart towards those things, and the God who gave it to you, you forget him. Hallelujah. And so to be like Abraham, or to follow Abraham, is to be willing to give away anything that is you admire most. Never have anything superior to your love for God. If you are praying for work and God give you a job and said, oh, because of my work now, it's very difficult for me to come to church. It's like you are holding your Isaac and you are despising the one who gave you the Isaac. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. You are praying for a child and God bless you for a child. Suddenly, you're because of your child, you don't come to church again. Even prayer in your room, you have stopped praying. Because hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Listen, God is looking for heart that loves him. Bible said the eye has not seen, nor ear said. Neither has it entered the heart of men. The thing that God has prepared for those who love him. God wants to do more than you desire. But see, when God is God's fear, that if I give it to you, would you continue to love me? Or your tension will switch into the thing I've given you. To follow Abraham is to be willing and say that, yes, I've been dreaming to have this boy after 100 years. And if you want me to still give it to you, you are more than important for me to give it to you. For I know that even if I give it to you, you can give me another one. A better one is coming. That's how God looked at this guy. He said, look, There's nothing. The Bible says, and the Lord said, Genesis chapter 22, I swear by myself. I said, when I look at, I was trying to swear by some superior power. But rather than I was also superior power, but for the thing you have done, Genesis 22 verse 50, said, because of this thing you have done, because you are willing to give up everything, Joyce, you are willing to give up everything for the sake of Christ. Said, look, it's true that you have a car, guy. It's true that you take me to, what do you call it? What are the restaurants that you normally go? Huh? Noble House. Who got it there? Chinese food. He is taking to Villa. Do you know Villandro? How many love Villandro? What is the one named Villandro? Because you can do it. And now what? Food garage. I want to call him. What is that? Virgin Mojito. Do you know Virgin Mojito? When you close from here, you just go and say that I want to go and drink Virgin Mojito at the food garage. Have you been there before? Uh-huh. A certain guy came for you, put you in an air conditioner, this guy, you took you to a restaurant, then said, he said, hey, you ain't prepared my home pie. So Sunday morning, say you're going to church, you call, say, hello, darling, where are you? And so I'm going to church. Oh, I have a special appointment for you. So where? So we are going to. Royal Senchi, can you follow me? Royal Senchi, I'm coming. I've been dreaming of going. I hear there's a place, the place better. So now, Royal Senchi, Jack, I'll watch it on social media. Some of you, I'm praying you are watching, you are less laughing. You should have been here, but something you are holding on your Isaac. Your Isaac is so important to you. And so when we say, come, we say, oh, my Isaac is too precious to me. But may the Lord give you a heart of Abraham. How many are the four things we have talked about? Number one is what? Obedience. Number two is what? Faith. Number three is what? Ruling your house. Your own house. Was it a powerful point that you have learned today? Number four is what? Paying your tithes. Number five is what? Intercession. Try to intercede. Try to help. Become a savior of somebody's life. The last one is what? Giving up your Isaac. Willing to take up your cross. Take up something painful. It's painful losing it. But you know, for the sake of Christ, I will do it. But the Lord bless us all. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Pray. Praise the Lord. Let me have this Abrahamic lifestyle. I pray for this grace to have faith. I pray to be an obedient child to you. I want to believe in the word of God above all other gods. I pray, pray, pray. It's not time for laughter. Please pray. Everybody pray. Say, Lord, give me this kind of heart that Abraham had. That is what made you bless him. Especially one area where you are lacking. Pray that God will give you the grace. God bless you. Pray. Pray that, Lord, I want to be like Abraham. For blessing to enter my house. For blessing to enter my house. Let me be obedient. Let me believe in your word. Let me pay my tithe. Let me control my house with the fear of God. I want to be an intercessor of others who must know you as I've come to know you. I don't want them to be destroyed. And I want to be a person who is willing to give everything for the sake of serving my God. Let nothing become Isaac unto me that is so attractive that I will deny you. You are willing to show yourself your blessing upon my life. That as I've served you, I give up thing that is precious to me for the sake of serving you. Lord, let me see your blessings. You say, because you have done these things, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. Oh Lord, let this be in our hearts. When you look into our hearts, may we find these six things that Abraham did that please you. Bless us with your blessings as we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Jesus is calling you. He said, I call you alone. Remember the pole I pulled you out of. And I want to bless you. And I want to increase you. As I call Abraham alone, so I am calling you alone. Don't look at the person sitting by you or standing with you. It is one person at a time. You want God's blessing? You must obey his voice. As he says, come out. Whichever darkness you are hiding yourself, come out. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to come out of your hiding place and allow God to use you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray for you. You want to give your life to Christ. That Jesus, I want to stop everything and I follow you. As Abraham followed you, I want to also follow you. Lift up your right hand. You are watching me by Facebook or you are watching by any other form of media. Raise up your hand. Let's pray. Your hand up. Is your hand up? If your hand is up, please come forward to me. If you're on Facebook, put your hand on your heart as I pray with you. Come. Come to me. I'm waiting for you. If your hand is lifted up, please come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Boldly. Confidently. This is how to enter into the gates. Come. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I want to obey your voice to come out of wherever I am. Every sinful ground I have found myself, today I am coming out of it. And I know, Lord, you have a good thing for me. I surrender my life to you. Through the blood of Jesus, make me righteous in your sight. And let your Holy Spirit dwell in me and lead me to serve you all the days of my life. Say, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me also. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.